This is Exposure on Impact 89 FM.
WDBL East Lansing.
The show that lets you know about everything that goes on at the MSU campus that you otherwise might not know about.
Tune in every Sunday at 9 a.m. We're your hosts, Megan Stamp
and Tessa Kresh. Welcome to Exposure. Hello, hello, and welcome to Exposure. You are listening to Season 14. I'm your host, Tessa Kresh. Joining me today is none other than the a cappella group State of Fits, an award-winning co-ed a cappella group at Michigan State. If you're a fan of the Pitch Perfect movies like I am, you know exactly what a cappella is. But if you're unfamiliar with the concept, a cappella is a musical performance done with no musical accompaniment. What makes this year extra special for the State of Fifths is that this year marks their 15th anniversary. Thank you guys so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. So before we get into it all, could you guys introduce yourselves and tell me a little bit about your connection with the State of Fifths?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name's Karina. I'm a senior here at MSU, and I'm majoring in advertising management. And this is my fourth year in State of Fifths, and I'm also the PR manager.
Hi, my name is Mia. I'm a second year member of State of Fifths. I am a sophomore studying human biology on the pre-medical track, and I am also the social media manager for State of Fifths.
Hi, my name is Carter. I'm a freshman here at MSU. I'm studying history as my major, and this is my first year in State of Fifths.
Okay, so we've got all over experience over here. And an unrelated icebreaker question of the day. If you had a superpower for a day, what superpower would it be?
Ooh, this is good.
That's funny. We asked that same question in our auditions.
Oh, that's
so
perfect.
So we've answered this many, many times in our life.
So you have an answer prepared.
Yes. Let's see. I think I usually say shape-shifting because I feel like it gives you all the superpowers in one. Mm. I don't know what I would do with it for just one day, though. I don't know. I could fly. I could be a bird and fly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to go off of flying, I think I'd do either like teleportation or flying because it'd be so awesome to just go anywhere you want, like travel anywhere. You don't have to pay for parking. You can go anywhere you want. I think it'd be awesome.
Never have to worry about the bus.
Never. Yeah. I don't have to wait for the CATA. I can just snap my fingers and I'm at class or home.
I'd probably have to say telepathy. You know, I'd like to know what other
Ooh,
people are thinking.
Sneaky.
Yeah, sneaky.
Seriously, I don't know if I can trust you now.
Oh. He's a snooper.
Exactly. All right, I know I gave a little bit of a description, but could you guys describe what State of Fifths is and what makes it different from other a cappella groups on campus?
Yeah, so we are a co-ed a cappella group on campus. We currently have 19 members, and this is, like you said, our 15th year in existence. We were founded in the fall of 2008, so that's very exciting. And something I think that makes us different from other groups is, first of all, what we call like the Fifths family. So we have very strong connections all with each other and also with our alumni network. Like they like to come back and help us coach for competition season. They'll come to our events and stuff. We just saw a bunch of them like a month ago at Acapalooza. Yeah, so we have a really good family aspect and relationships with each other. But then with that being said and all of like the fun that we have, we also strike a really nice balance with the quality of music that we produce. We really try to work hard to get really good sounds and do really cool music. So I think it's kind of that combination of really enjoying each other's company and also making really cool music.
And how would you describe the sound of State of Fifths? Is there a specific genre that you guys tend to do?
I wouldn't say a specific genre. I feel like we tend to lean more towards artists that maybe aren't as popular as other ones. We try to find songs that maybe the audience has never heard of and just to bring new music to people's ears. Along with that, though, we are singing a Hall & Oates song right now. So, I mean, we do some popular songs. But yeah, I would like to think we maybe do some more like indie, maybe never before heard of artists. And yeah, we like to share those with people.
Yeah, and to add to that, we're actually working on a jazz piece right now that is kind of more unique in the a cappella world.
How did you guys get involved? Did it have anything to do with Pitch Perfect?
100%. Like, my decision was solely because of Pitch Perfect. I may have seen Pitch Perfect when I was a little too young to see it, but it definitely, like, changed my life because ever since I watched the movie, I knew as soon as I got to college, wherever I went, I was going to join an a cappella group. I, like, made it my goal. So at Sparticipation, I walked around all the tables and I found State of Fifths and the other a cappella groups, and I auditioned for a few, and luckily I got into State of Fifths, and right away I knew this was going to be an amazing opportunity, and it has been the whole time, and I've loved every moment of it, and it's really given me a brand new experience to my musical abilities and history, and yeah, I wouldn't want it any other way. Pitch Perfect changed my life.
I was so pleased to find out that we do Sparticipation, which gives the same vibes as their career or right. their organization
yeah.
there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We, I will say, at Sparticipation, our booth, we do not sing at people like they do in the movie.
Good.
Like, you know, the troublemakers are singing at people. We don't do that. We do get asked a lot yes. to do that at Sparticipation.
Really?
Because people think it's like Pitch Perfect. But yeah, no, that, like, I was ready for Sparticipation because of the movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
We actually, not last year, but the year before, we had a girl come up to our Sparticipation booth and ask to film us for a TikTok of, like, the Pitch Perfect sound, which was so embarrassing, but it was good promo.
We love a good promo.
Yeah, I also was definitely very much influenced by Pitch Perfect. I saw it when I was probably in middle or high school, and I knew that, same as Mia, like, I knew as soon as I got to college I needed to, like, find a group. So the summer before my freshman year, I was doing a ton of research on all the a cappella groups on campus. I had, like, it in my notes app and everything, like, I was going through. And I auditioned for State of Fifths, and I got in, which I was very, very happy about. It's been an amazing, amazing time.
Yeah, for me, a little less than them. I mean, I do love Pitch Perfect, but for me, it was more so I did a cappella in high school, so I kind of knew what to expect coming to MSU. But when I saw these, like, super, like, happy, fun-looking people, like, telling me to come audition for State of Fifths, I was like, I mean, you guys seem, like, awesome, and of course I want to come audition, and I'm glad I did.
That's so cool that your high school offered an a cappella group. Mm-hmm. Were you any good?
Yeah, I mean, we actually were three a cappella groups, yeah, I'd probably like to say I was in the best one.
Okay. That's awesome. I'm curious, how has singing played a role in your guys' lives?
Yeah, so I've actually sang for most of my life, and starting in elementary school, I was in a boys' choir, and then in high school, I joined a choir and an a cappella group, and so which really prompted me to want to sing here. And even though it's not like a class like it was in high school, it's a very fun extracurricular activity that I get to make many friends with, as well as continue my love for singing.
Yeah, I've definitely been singing for my whole life, probably since I was talking. And I started performing professionally when I was around 8 or 9 years old, around Michigan and the Midwest region, just at various venues. With a band briefly for a little while, and also as a solo musician, I sing and I also play piano. And then, of course, in middle and high school, I did school choir, but this is my first experience with an a cappella group specifically. And it's definitely, like Mia said, it really expands your mind to, like, new musical possibilities and really improves your skills in a new way.
I feel like I've been singing my whole life as well. Music is definitely something that I don't think I could live without. I think my musical journey started when I took piano lessons when I was younger, and I loved playing the piano, and I still do. And I have two older siblings, and my oldest sister, she would play piano and sing along, and then I would join her and, you know, copy her as younger siblings do.
Of course.
Right? And then my second oldest sibling, she did a lot of musical theater and dance throughout middle school and high school. And so I copied her that way, too. So I did a lot of musical theater. In high school, I was also part of an a cappella group for, like, a year. But then COVID happened, so it didn't fully work out. But, yeah, in high school, I was the lead vocalist for my jazz ensemble. And that gave me a lot of opportunities to perform in various places, like jazz clubs in Detroit, like Cliff Bell's, and also Lincoln Center in New York City.
Music has played a major part in your guys' life. How would you describe the general members connection to music in State of Fifths?
I feel like it's kind of all over the place. We definitely have people that have been singing forever, and we've also have people that have just begun singing. We had a member join last year that he claimed he had never like had any experiences singing before, whether it was like a choir, just like by himself, and he auditioned and just bit the bullet, and I'm glad he did because he's amazing and we're so glad to have him. So yeah, we have a very large range of like varying experiences. Also, whether that be people who have been in choir or people who've been dancing their whole lives, like it brings out different aspects of like a culmination of different experiences that we can use to build like a better group.
Yeah, I would definitely add on to that and say also in terms of like not only just singing ability, but things like music theory. So for example, like Carter here has really strong sense of music theory, same as our music director, Cole. We have another member, RJ, who they really know the technical stuff behind music, and they can help those of us who are just more like, hey, we like to sing. Like they kind of help us improve our own like technical abilities.
Attentiveness you have to use when you are singing all the words. It's really, really, really light. It needs to be supported, but the song is still sung lightly.
And then there are other people who have strengths with like beatboxing, and now a bunch of our members are learning to do vocal percussion, and then people who are better at choreo, and now more of us are trying to start choreograph. It's like we all kind of share our abilities with each other and our experiences to help each other individually grow as musicians and as performers, and then also really come together as a really awesome group.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about the group itself. Are you familiar with why it's called State of Fifths?
Yeah, so the term State of Fifths actually alludes to a musical term, the circle of fifths, which kind of derives from music theory, which kind of lets people know how the scales work. And so then adding state in place of fifths for Michigan State and, yeah, State of Fifths.
So 15 years of State of Fifths, that's a big deal. Are you guys doing anything special to celebrate the big year?
Yeah, we're very excited about the 15th year. And every December, we started doing this show called GLASS, which is, it's an acronym for Great Lakes Acapella Showcase. So it's an invitational concert where we invite groups from around the Great Lakes, kind of Midwest region, sometimes just within the state of Michigan, sometimes beyond. And so we get other collegiate acapella groups to come sing with us at this event. And it's usually held in December. So this is going to be our 5th year of GLASS, and then also our 15th year as a group. So we're very, very excited for that, and we're going to make it extra special. We're very looking forward to it.
Yeah, last year was my first GLASS because it was my first year in the group, and it was such a cool opportunity to be able to meet members from different collegiate acapella groups. We had a group from Grand Valley State University come, as well as the University of Michigan. And I still keep in contact with some of the members on Instagram and everything. And it's just really cool to be able to reach out in our community and meet more people and just share music together.
And I'd love to know more about the performances in general. Do you have any things coming up? And could you talk about what kind of performances and competitions you do?
Yeah, so our big one, of course, is GLASS that we have coming up. We also just got to do a halftime performance at the Michigan State basketball game. And then we kind of do like gigs like that just throughout the year. And then besides GLASS, our other big thing is the the ICCA competition, which is what Pitch Perfect was based on. That is a real thing. And so that comes up in the spring semester, usually around like January, February, March time. And that's our big like competition. That's like our big busy season.
I think a performance that really stands out to me every year is the basketball game halftime performance. I love MSU sports. I think it's like one of the best things to do here just for fun. So to be able to be like involved with the basketball game was such a cool experience. And we got to watch like courtside for a little bit before the performance. You know, I felt VIP. We had a little locker room. It was so cool. And everyone's super nice at the Breslin Center. So it was a really cool opportunity to be able to like share State of Fifths with that type of audience because maybe they're not as familiar with a cappella. And definitely a little nerve-wracking as well. That's a lot of people. It's an arena, so obviously it's a lot of people. So definitely nerve-wracking, but I loved every moment of it.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I mean, definitely MSU sports for me is a big part of my college experience. So getting to sing at halftime was great. We also do get to sing at the upcoming tennis match, which we get to perform the national anthem there. So that's always fun to do.
Do you guys have any fun memories that you want to highlight?
My favorite memory so far has been our Great Lakes quarterfinal for ICCA, because that was just a big culmination moment that I've just been waiting for since joining and loving Pitch Perfect and everything. And I was like, wow, this is literally Pitch Perfect. It's
yeah.
Like just like the movie, you go to a competition, you watch the other groups, you're rooting for each other. So it was just really cool to finally be able to like perform for it and see everyone else. And we won two awards there, which was awesome. We were very proud of that. And it was just really cool to be able to share what we've been working so hard on for months with all these people.
Yeah, so far this year, I'd have to say my favorite memory was the group retreat we did. It was about 2 weeks into the season. And we all just went to a cabin up north. And we were able to hang out around the lake and make dinner and play games. And it was just a great time because I got to develop great friendships with this new community. I'm so glad to be a part of.
That really feels like the Fifths family kind of thing to do.
Definitely the retreat is one of my favorite things to do when it's like the new season of State of Fifths. Because I feel like we go into retreat, we have a lot of new members, maybe not everyone's familiar with each other, and we leave retreat a family. We leave with new friendships, new memories. We sing a lot just for fun. I mean, we practice a little bit, but not too much. We mostly just like play games and hang out. But definitely retreat is like the best thing about State of Fizz. I think about it all the time.
Yeah, I definitely agree with their answers. I think ICCA time, I think retreat, those are super fun. I think for me, what stands out is any time that we get to interact with other groups as well and make those connections. So things like Acapalooza in the beginning of the year, where all the MSU a cappella groups come together and perform. We all share the stage and all get to kind of show off our new groups for the year. Also in line with the ICCA thing, like getting to meet those other groups. Same thing with GLASS. Like I've really made like good friendships with people in other groups in completely different states at other universities. And I just think that's really cool how music can kind of like bring us all together, even when we're doing something like competing against each other.
And you guys meet 2 times a week for 3 hours each, right?
Yes. Yeah, we rehearse on Wednesdays and Sundays in the music building, and we do music, we do choreography, we get our business stuff done, and just have a good time. And it's fun to always catch up with each other like that. And also, we could see like the progress musically every week, which is super, super cool.
And what songs are you guys working on in these rehearsals?
So right now, we're currently working on Remember by Becky Hill. As well as Rich Girl by Hall & Oates. A jazz song that Carter mentioned earlier called Crab Bucket. Really cool. I'd check it out. Everybody Talks by Neon Trees.
Oh,
as well as Follow Me Like the Moon by Sammy Ray and As You Are by Kimber. So we have a very wide range of different songs going on right now, and yeah, we're having a lot of fun performing them.
You're a rich girl, what? And you're going too far, cause you know it don't what? Matter anyway. What? You can rely on the old man's what? Money, you can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, what? And you're going too what? Far, cause you know it don't what? Matter anyway. What? Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Don't you know? Don't you know?
What have been some challenges that you guys have faced as a group? Have there been any?
Ooh, I think first thing that comes to mind for me is sometimes in the beginning musically when we have a lot of new members. Like we said, we took 9 new members this year. We have this saying of like, we gotta find our sound, which sounds cliche. It's literally from Pitch Perfect, but it's true. It's definitely a hurdle every year to like finally click as a group musically, and it's just like a 180 from like the first rehearsal to maybe like 6 or even like 3 rehearsals down of how we get over that hump of, oh, we're finally blended, we're musically in harmony, as well as like as a group we're together in harmony. It's not so much a challenge, it's just more of like hoop we have to jump through a little bit sometimes, but this year it wasn't that much of a challenge, which is very nice. We are all getting along very well, which is awesome.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the interesting thing with like any college group, is that like because it's just for college, like you get new members every year, you lose members every year. So like Mia said, we literally pull from the Pitch Perfect thing of like, oh, we've got to find our sound. And we say it as a joke, but like it is actually for real. Like it takes some time to figure out like how you're going to blend. And sometimes like we rearrange like what parts people are in and stuff like that. But yeah, it's really cool to see the amount of growth that can happen when you have a team that's so strong. Like we've got a strong e-board, and also just as an entire group, like really, really strong group of people who are dedicated to working hard and committing to like showing up and working to improve. So yeah, I don't think it's been like really that much of like a challenge this year. It's something where it's like very, very cool to see the growth from rehearsal 1 to like rehearsal 5 and rehearsal 10 and so on.
Yeah, I would say what goes with that is honestly maybe having too much fun at rehearsal. Like I'd say we're such a close group that we like to have our you know, our little side conversations when we're rehearsing, and sometimes it's hard to keep focus. But when we do keep focus, we do sound great.
Yeah, we're a little chatty.
How would you guys say that being a part of State of Fifths has enriched your college experience?
For me, State of Fifths has opened a door for me to meet so many new people. I think if I wasn't in State of Fifths, I would not have met so many of my best friends that I've now made through college. And it's just been an awesome opportunity to meet like people of all different majors as well, because I'm also in Lyman Briggs, so I've met a lot of people with my major, but it's been nice to be able to like leave that kind of like science community and meet other people with other majors and interests and a community of people that love music. So I think that's been the best part for me.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I think the people is like the biggest thing.
1, 2, 3. You're a rich girl and you're going to fall.
What?
Stop.
What
did
you say? Okay, wow. Anyways.
My closest friends that I've ever met and that I've ever made are all from State of Fifths. And it's not just like the current members. Like I hate to keep going back to like, oh, our alumni network, but it's true. Like some of our alumni who I was never in the group with, they like reached out to me when I joined because maybe they had the same major as me. And they were like, oh, if you ever need, you know, job help or internship, like opportunities, stuff like that, like reach out. And not only within Fifths, but also like I've said before, like people from other a cappella groups, both at State and at other universities, the people is like the absolute biggest thing. Like it's really where you find a really, really strong community.
Yeah, I would also agree. I'd say that State of Fifths kind of allows for a break from the multitude of like assignments we get. And it's just nice to be able to, you know, relax while also having a good time singing with some of like they said, the best friends like I've ever met. So.
And I also think we spend a lot of time together. Like you said, like we practice twice a week for a long amount of time. So I think it'd be kind of difficult not to become super close friends with these people. So I'm really grateful that everyone's so great because we do spend a lot of time together, and I'm so glad we do.
And I saw on your website that there was some albums with your music. Do you guys record?
Yeah, so we, from the history of like our group starting, there's always been like a focus on recording and getting music out on streaming platforms and stuff like that. So we've got, I think, a couple EPs and albums out. Nothing super recent, though, so that's something that is really a goal for us this year, is to get some singles out at least, maybe an EP in the near future. So, yeah, that will be very exciting.
And I'm curious how one can get involved with State of Fifths. What's the audition process? When should they reach out?
Yeah, so personally, I saw State of Fifths as participation, along with all of the other a cappella groups. And so probably about a week or two after that, auditions happen. And then there are different rounds of auditions, so once you make it past the first round, you get called back, and that's kind of the last round where they handpick the people they'd like to choose.
Yeah, along with that, we find most of our new members, I believe, through participation, but we're also on Instagram and Facebook, and we have a YouTube channel for people who want to check out our music. So yeah, and just like word of mouth, too, of people who have been in the group and maybe reach out to those in high school who they know love to sing or are in choir, we really encourage them to come and audition for us.
Yeah, so during auditions, we have people come in and just sing any song of their choice, just verse and chorus, a cappella. And we ask them some fun questions, like the superpower question. And then, like Carter said, we have a callback process. So from the initial group of people who audition, it's usually around like 100 every year. We cut down to maybe 20 or 30 for callbacks, and that's more of like a group effort, and we all like learn music together, we sing together, and just get to interact with people more because the friendships are so important to us. Like, we want to see like who's a good fit. And then from there, we pick, I mean, a wide range of numbers. Some years we take like one or two people. This year we took 9 new people. Yeah, it's not like a super stressful process. Like, we've gotten a lot of good feedback over the years from people who have come to our audition process and come to our callback process and said like, it was so much fun. Like, they had a blast like singing with other people, and it's really opened their eyes to like what is out there in terms of them, for them to be able to do musically, whether they get into the group or not. Like, we always get a lot of good feedback, and yeah, I think that's all I have to say about that.
Awesome. And for general members of the community or MSU students who are interested in watching you guys perform, where can they find information on that?
So I would direct you to our Instagram, which is at State of Fifths, and we will be posting, as well as our Facebook. It is also State of Fifths. So on social media, we like to post like upcoming events on our stories and on like our main posts. And so, yeah, to follow along for us for more information, you can check us out on social media. And in the bio of our social media accounts, we have our website as well.
And you guys mentioned the Glass performance. What day is that and where is it?
So this year, Glass is going to be on Saturday, December 2nd at 7 p.m. And we're really excited. It's a brand new venue for us. It's going to be at the Kellogg Center on campus. They've got this really beautiful auditorium. So it's going to be there at 7 p.m. on Saturday, December 2nd.
Excellent. And do you guys have anything else to add about the State of Fifths?
I love it.
That's good to know. I sure hope so. And that's it for our show. Thank you to our station manager, Delaney Rogers, general manager, Jeremy Whiting, and program director, McKenna Lowndes. And as always, thank you to you, our listeners. If you like what you've heard, come back next week. I'm Tessa Kresh. You've been listening to
Exposure.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much.
Yay, thank you for having us.
This was this week's episode of Exposure. Keep in mind that the views and opinions discussed on Exposure are those of the guest and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff at Impact 89 FM.
If you're interested in going back and listening to our archive of stories, feel free to check out our website at impact89fm.org. And of course, if you're interested in what's going on next week, you can tune back in and we'll see you back here. You've been listening to
Exposure.